Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. It's that time of year, man. College basketball is now underway. The NBA season is 3 weeks old. I'm ready to dive into it, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, man. I like you said, basketball is back in full effect. College basketball is in pros. I mean, I'm breaking down prospects on the channel. The Asa Newell video came out today. The 6'11", 205-pound forward from Georgia. So go watch that. Watched some thrilling NBA basketball last night on playback.tv/5RSN of the Miami Heat. Do you have a timeout? I don't know how many timeouts we have.
Oh, sorry. I ran out. I was going to use it, but... I can't use it or else I'm going to get a tech.
Yeah, we don't want you to get teed up, Matt. So he's all out of timeouts, just like we are. So we're going to keep this show rolling. Just some business to take care of for the audience. I really appreciate y'all, man. We're holding strong. This community has been fantastic. Give me your feedback if you want me to start back the live streams to recap some of the college basketball season and some of the stuff that's happening with the rookies in the NBA. Because we may be able to start doing this podcast live if we can get an audience that wants that. So leave a comment on this video down below. Let me know. You can find me anywhere on social media as Digital Adele. That includes Twitter, Blue Sky now. It's new. YouTube is under Hoops Profile. And then Five Reasons Sports, I'm a contributor over there. On playback.tv/5RSN, as well as in their Discord off the floor. But I appreciate them, so I'm going to rep it a little bit here as well. What we're going to do, actually, a lot of these videos are going to be also on the new 5RSN NBA channel as well. So be on the lookout for that. Awesome partnership over there. Fantastic group of people. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe. We have some cool merch as well. Some really cool hoodies, shorts, shirts. If you ever want to help us out and support us in that manner, you know, that stuff's pretty cool and you get something from it too. But anyway, Matt, tell them where they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
You can find me at MPH_A24_ on Twitter. I have not created a Blue Sky yet. Probably will sometime in the near future. But that's just what the cool kids do nowadays. VendettaSportsMedia.com, HotHoopsCom, MountainWestConnection.com. Of course, watchplayback.tv /5RSN, where Adele, I, and others will watch Heat games. Sometimes, just because we're sickos, or whatever the case is, just talk about the games and stuff, man. Like that, I'm everywhere, doing a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
He's a man about town, so make sure you guys follow him, subscribe, follow, stalk him. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. All those different things, so you can support his work. Just because, you know, I just had the Nevada bias pop into my head whenever you started giving all your credentials and bona fides about where to find your work. Have you, did you see Neek Clifford a couple of weeks ago go off for like 26, 27 points?
Yeah.
Is he going to get drafted? Because this class is deep.
I would see, it's hard because he was a projected like second round guy last year.
Right.
The last cycle. And so like, if I say I'm drafted free agent, I don't know if that's necessarily a knock on him. For some players, it actually might be a knock on them that they're undrafted free agents. For him, not necessarily, just because of how deep this class is. I projected him to be one of the breakout players in the conference this year.
You weren't wrong.
And it, two games in, or three games, like it's looking solid so far. I don't know how much that's going to do for his NBA prospects. We'll see once, you know.
Yeah.
March, April, May come around.
Yeah, but let's see what kind of leap
he can might make. Get drafted. Yeah, like I liked him a lot last year. I was surprised that he actually didn't stick in the process, but there's no, do what you got to do, man. Like that's how it is. Like I'm not going to fault him for that at all, but
yeah, no, absolutely. He's definitely, you know, not scared. Went back to school, betting on himself, as they say.
You sound scared.
No, he's not scared, Eric Spoelstra. Not scared at all. Let's just.
I am scared of calling a timeout, though.
Oh,
sorry.
Sometimes you got to be scared of calling a timeout.
He's not going to call a timeout at all on Friday. Not a single one.
Not one. He's going to go Phil Jackson and just let him play through everything. No timeouts needed. Cool, man. Somebody very similar, I think, to Neek Clifford in a way, is on in New Orleans Pelicans. And that's who we're going to talk about today in the rookies only segment for the Beyond the Backboard podcast here on Hoops Profile is Antonio Reeves. So he's our second round pick. So we're going to talk about him later. And I could see Neek Clifford having a career path similar to Reeves, even though he's not as big of a school. But let's talk about what all the people out there in New Orleans have probably been buzzing about on New Orleans Twitter. Is there a Pelicans Twitter? I haven't really talked to him or seen him, but
I think so.
Maybe. Hopefully, if you're listening and you're on Pelicans Twitter, you know, you can at me on Twitter at Digital Adele, and we can talk about if you have a, you know, Pelicans Twitter, if it's a real thing or not. Because at the moment, I don't believe it's real. But Eve Misi, man, he was one of those guys that as a Miami Heat fan, contributor on Five Reasons Sports, as an analyst, that I pounded the table for the Heat organization to take Eve Misi over Kelo Ware. I was kind of ridiculed for it. You know, there's this guy on the Five Reasons Sports Network named Eternal, who hashtag Eternal was right. You know, thinks that they did the right thing by taking Kelo Ware. And Kelo Ware may have a nice career. I believe he may still have a nice career. He's super talented. Like, he's got physical traits and all that. But this Eve Misi, He was 18 years old. He had only been playing basketball for 4 or 5 years. Absolute excellent feet. Great timing as a shot blocker. Defends without fouling. Can defend a little bit in space without looking lost. And runs the floor hard. Has a super high motor that never quits. Will block shots, dunk on your head, and rebound. I mean, I thought he was going to be excellent. And so far, through the first couple of weeks of the season, he's been a steady contributor for the New Orleans Pelicans. And he's been rebounding, blocking shots. I mean, the other day he had 3 assists. Like, he'll pass the ball a little bit. And he's super raw. So with that kind of work ethic, I think he's only going to get better. What are your thoughts on Wanyeev Meecey?
It sucks because the Pelicans, like, they have dudes dropping like flies.
Right.
With Murray, with Zion. They just have dudes who are just banged up right now. And their injury report is probably like a mile long. One guy who isn't on that injury report is Yves Meecey. And to your point, he's been a very steady contributor. The thing with him is, like, he athletically pops off the page.
Absolutely.
Like you notice when he's on the floor, because the Pelicans entered this season without a true center on the roster. Like, there were reports before the season that, like, Herb Jones was going to be their starting center. It's just like, okay, that was going to be that's definitely a decision. Like, yeah, right. the Jones Zion lineups weren't, you know, they were pretty solid last year, but at the same time, like, is that something that you really want to be your full-time option?
Right.
In addition to having Daniel Tice, in addition to having Meecey, who, like, he was kind of a wild card because I'm not sure if many knew, like, how good he would be right away. Like, obviously, the traits are still there.
Right.
And with him, like, he's definitely fulfilled expectations up to this point. Like, his rim protection, he's been an awesome rim protector. Weak side rim protector, whether he's, like, he's been phenomenal in that aspect. The Pelicans are one of the worst rebounding teams in the league, but they are a top 10 offensive rebounding team just in terms of offensive rebounding percentage.
Right.
And he's been their best offensive rebounder so far. Like, he keeps possessions alive with his motor. He's got he very good vertical spacer. I think very good finisher. Like, he's just been super awesome to watch develop so far. And, like, there's even, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 plays a game where, like, it, no matter what it is, you're just like, whoa. Like he had the shimmy on Cameron Johnson the other night where he was like, the jimmy yeah. Shimmy.
Yep.
I think that's what I'm going to call it from now on, the jimmy shimmy.
Well, just real quick, a little history lesson on the jimmy shimmy. Michael Jordan had been doing that move his entire career, just to let people know. And then Kobe Bryant copied it and did the same thing. But anyway, you can call it the jimmy shimmy.
I'm just going to call it the jimmy shimmy because it sounds cool.
It does sound really cool. It does sound really cool.
And so he did that on Cam Johnson. It was just like, oh, whoa. Like, instead of, like, the rim protection, the rim running.
Right.
Like, the vertical, like, he can do this above all things. Like, he'll show flashes of it from time to time. Like, I know he's still in, like, a pretty limited role of what they want him to do there. But right. I think so far he's excelled in that role. And, like, he's what, like, I looked at it before we hopped on, he's like 6th in minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting a lot of opportunity. And now with these guys going down with injuries, like, again, like Zion, like Murray, I think Jordan Hawkins is injured. Like, they have dudes who are, like, just dropping like flies over there. And, like, so his opportunity is only going to continue to grow.
Right.
And I also just think his run is going to continue to grow just because of how well he's actually played, because he's played well.
Yeah.
And so, he's been one of the more impressive rookies so far in this class, and it's just super fun to watch him do what he does. And to do everything that you had, I mean, you were probably the first person who turned around to me, but, like, we both liked him a lot pre-draft, and just to see him kind of turn what he did, like, he picked up right where he left off leaving Baylor, and now with the Pelicans, like, he's only continuing to grow. And I think that's something that's going to be really important for him and them.
Absolutely. And whenever we keep saying, like, he has a nonstop motor, out of all the rookies, right? You had Klingith, you had Sar. There were lots of big men in this draft. Kelo Ware, Zach Edey, the dinosaur. You had all these bigs in the draft. Misi is third in blocks per game out of the rookies. He's third in total rebounds per game out of the rookies. And he's 11th in points per game out of all of the rookies. The kid just flat out is consistent in what he does. And the thing that I love about Misi is he doesn't play outside of himself. He knows what he is at this point, and he doesn't try to do too much. And I really like also his poise. I was watching a game. I forget who they were playing, but it was down. I might have posted the clip on YouTube where it was at the end of the game, shot clock running down. There was 3.8 seconds left on the shot clock. Somehow he got the ball on a low block against two defenders. He took his time, waited for a defender to retreat, to go to somebody else. He made his move, drop stepped, pump faked, got the guy in the air, scored in a big moment, a big pressure packed moment in an NBA game. No panic whatsoever. The kid is beyond his years when it comes to poise, understanding himself. I think he's only going to grow and get better. I think he's going to be an excellent player. Excellent player. So to be able to get that kind of production out of pick number 19. Woo. I just keep saying that would have looked really good in a Miami Heat uniform. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
It was 21. No, it was 20. Like it was.
Oh, 21. I'm sorry. My apologies.
He was in the 20s. Like
that's right. For the 21st pick. That's right. Oh, but anyway, I digress. Awesome pick. New Orleans got a guy. Do you have anything else you want to say about Misi before we move on? Because I think he's just been terrific. I don't have much else to add to that. Oh, his just usage.
Start him at center instead of Herb Jones. Like just shift.
I don't
down.
Know why they do that. I don't know why they do that.
I know why they're doing it, and they're why? Doing it because they have so many. Like, assuming they're all healthy, you have Murray, McCollum, Ingram, Zion, and Herb Jones. That's the reason why you would do it.
I get
Willie Green
got
wants
a lot
to
of
play
depth.
Positionless basketball, even though there's got to be. I would probably have Herb coming off the bench.
Exactly. Maybe. Exactly.
But at the same time, he adds more spacing to the front court with Zion than Misi does.
He does, but also protects Zion from foul trouble. Misi cleans up a lot of that small ball, weak side rotation stuff. You know. But anyway. I digress. I think he's excellent. His usage has been really low for what you would expect. 12, I think it's like 12% or something like that. And that's where it should be for him as a rookie. But like I said, he excels in the job without the ball. Doesn't need the ball. And he's selfless too. And he's a competitor. I don't think people realize how much of a competitor he is. Like when he dunks on somebody, he freaking like gets amped and jacked up about it. Like, this stuff matters to him, and that's all you can ask for out of a rookie, dude. I love it. I got a question for you. Misi or Derek Lively, who's the better basketball player?
If you're at right now,
Lively. Yeah, right now, this minute.
Lively.
All right, so Derek Lively. Who's got the higher upside, Lively or Misi?
That's tough.
Lively was a top 10 pick. Do you see what I mean? If you got to think that hard about it, he was a 21st pick Lively was a top 10 pick in a better draft, quote unquote.
I would still probably lean Lively.
It was a trick question.
It's not like a crazy. Yeah.
It was a trick question. Because no matter what you answered, it's still positive for Misi that you have to even ponder whose ceiling is higher. Like, that's crazy to me. And I think it actually might be Misi, in my opinion. He might actually have a higher ceiling.
There's a world.
He's only been playing basketball for 4 years.
There's a world.
Yeah. It's not like the athletic gap is there. There's no athletic gap, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. So it's definitely possible. So Pelicans fans, be excited about Eve Misi.
Here's another like counter question.
Sure.
I think Lively's in a better situation.
Yes.
And so I think that plays in part with the ceiling for at least the short term within the next few years. That can obviously change. You know, things happen. Players get traded. Not saying Lively's going to get traded, but
right.
You know what I
mean. Yeah, he's definitely not going anywhere. But
yeah.
Yeah, his situation is definitely a better fit. He literally only has to do dirty work. Like, they don't need him to do anything else.
Right. But it's more of like he has two guys and one of the best passers in the entire planet, Luka Doncic, to set him up in addition to
right.
Kyrie Irving. Like, the Pelicans don't necessarily have that, which is nope. going to make Misi expand his overall skill set, sure, but how much that will help him, how that
sure.
situation will help him, I think factors into my answer a little bit. So I don't know.
No, sure. You're absolutely right. Because if Misi had, like, say, a Chris Paul as a point guard, for example, would he be shooting higher than 52% from the field? Probably.
Yes. Chris Paul would do wonders with, like, both yeah. players would love each other.
Exactly.
By the end of the season. Yeah, no.
Absolutely. So yeah, no, yeah, I definitely agree with that. That's a great nuanced take to that conversation. But in any part of that, the big takeaway I think for Pelicans fans is be excited about Eve Misi. You got 100%. A great pick at the 21 overall in the draft. Like, outstanding pick.
100%. 100%.
Really quick to divert our attention to something else, since we mentioned the Dallas Mavericks. Did you happen to see Stephen Curry go in and just tear the heart out of his ex-teammate at the buzzer? Or not really at the buzzer, but, you know, last couple of seconds. Last like 20, 30 seconds. Or
hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whatever of the game. Did you watch
it? Nah, man. Yeah, I did.
I loved it. I love Steph Curry, dude. I don't understand the hate he gets. I love Steph Curry.
Steph is one of the most unbelievable watches. Like, yep. On a night-to-night basis, I'll ever see in my life.
Yep, absolutely.
Like he's, like, it feels like every single year he just tops himself. Like, it's unbelievable what he does, especially now at his age. Like, he's getting older. He's, like, what, 35, 36 years old?
And he's only 6'3".
Yeah. And he had ankle problems coming into the league. Like, it was, right. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like every night, like he's such an electric watch. I could watch just games and games of just Steph Curry and just watch just him. Like he's just unbelievable.
I urge people, like, I mean, actually, this is going to bring me into a larger conversation. I was going to say, I urge people to attempt the shots he attempts and to be that efficient. I dare you to try it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's insane.
It's part of the problem of youth basketball, though. A lot of kids go out there trying to emulate that, and they can't, and it drives you as a coach crazy, and you want to throw your clipboard across the room. But anyway, I digress.
Correct.
Yeah, so that was excellent. But the New Orleans Pelicans did have another draft pick. They had one, Antonio Reeves. Yeah, you know what? It's very funny to me. Him and Tristan Newton remind me of each other so much in this class, just because like they're a similar build, similar size, similar skill sets. Really, they do pretty much the same thing. But I believe that just Reeves is a cut above where Tristan Newton was at. Even though obviously they won the world championship of college basketball and all that, but he gets a little overshadowed because he had a lot more high profile teammates, Antonio Reeves. What are your thoughts on him as a player?
I liked him coming out just because of how gifted he was, like as an offensive player. Like he was a phenomenal shot maker when he was at Kentucky. Especially his last season there, he shot 45% from deep, 52% from, or 51% from the floor, 86% from the free throw line. Like I'm not going to say, like, obviously, it gets overshadowed a little bit. Just one, he's a fifth-year college player, and, like, usually, fifth-year guys aren't playing for Cal
right.
at Kentucky, or at least now at Arkansas. Like, that just wasn't, like, he was always just one and done. Like, we have a bunch of electric prospects. You guys are going to, do your thing, and then you're going to go to the league, and you're going to succeed. Like, he was a fifth-year college player who transferred over from Illinois State prior to the 23 season, and he played 2 years there. And he kind of got overshadowed a little bit because, he was on the same team as Reed Shepard and Rob Dillingham. Like, yeah, those guys are a lot more flashy. Those guys were one and done players. Like, obviously, Reed could hit a shot from literally anywhere on the basketball court. Like, he could just pull up from, I'm exaggerating when I say this, but he could just like pull up from half court if he wanted to. And like, Rob, just how shifty he was, how, like, dazzling he was as a playmaker. Like, obviously, you and I talked about him on the last pod and, like, the concerns that we have of him as an NBA player. But just in terms of, like, if you turn on a college basketball game and if it's, Kentucky versus whomever, it's probably one of the bigger games on the slate. And Rob was always one of the players, the razzle-dazzle. And Antonio Reeves was kind of, like, he wasn't that, but he was still, like, an exceptional, exceptional player just from the context that he was in. With his scoring ability, I wasn't very high on him as a playmaker, but he really didn't need to play make a whole lot just because of the context that he was in. to some extent, I guess, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes sense.
And so, like, I was a little bit underwhelmed with him over summer and then in the preseason leading up to the season. Like, to me, like, maybe you have a different viewpoint in this. I just think he's limited athletically, and that worries me to some extent. He didn't shoot the ball well at all during the summer. He didn't shoot the ball well in preseason. He hasn't shot the ball well to begin the regular season, even though it's a very small sample. And so maybe that will come around. I trust his percentages will come around. He shot, you know, 39, 40, 45% his last 3 years of college from deep. He was in like the 20s, or he was like low 30s in the summer league. And then in the preseason, I believe he was in the 20s, if I can recollect that correctly. But I was just a little underwhelmed with him during summer. I don't know if that would mean, if that means anything. But I was very, I liked him as like an offensive, like as a, like a scorer. I thought he operated well off the ball. I thought he did like a solid job attacking closeouts when he was at Kentucky. Like, I thought he did those things well offensively. But that didn't necessarily translate to summer. And I just wonder how much of his athletic limitations fare into that.
Now, you bring up a great point about his athletic limitations, because the one thing about him in college was that because he was an older player, he was able to use his savvy and his smarts to get by. He let Rob, you know, and Reed really do a lot of the ball handling whenever it got tight, but he hit big shots when they mattered. He was always stopping runs. Like, if the other team was going on a run and Kentucky needed a bucket, he was hitting a big shot, man. That was one of the great things about Reed or Antonio Reeves coming out of college. But one thing he's going to have to do in the NBA to be able to stick is he's going to have to become a better defender, like point of attack defender. He did get into passing lanes a little bit the last couple of times I watched him play for the Pelicans, because they have so many injuries. He's playing, like, they don't have a lot of depth left. And so he's going to have to get that point of attack defense down, and he's going to have to really focus in on his role. And so at Kentucky, because he had so much more experience than most of the people he was playing against, he knew exactly what his fit was, exactly what his role was, and he excelled in that role. And so in order for him to succeed in the NBA, he's going to have to find a role to and excel in it. He's not going to be a take you off the dribble guy, pick you up 94 feet and just lock people up. He's not that type of player yet. Will he ever be that player? It's very tough to say, because he's, you know, been in college for 5 years. You're pretty much what you're going to be at that point for most players. So I'm very interested to see how this goes. I think he's a nice addition. I don't think he's a great addition. Can he turn himself into one? I'm rooting for him. I always root for these kids. His passing and playmaking is not very good. His rebounding's okay for his size, because he's got some size to him. But that's why I said he reminds me of Tristan Newton, because all these concerns are the same concerns I have for Newton. And he wasn't even drafted. So, like, was he drafted? If he was, it was super late. I can't remember, but
I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But the thing with Newton compared to Reeves is, like, Reeves was the better playmaker. He just, you described it better than I did. Like, he did a lot of things well, but nothing like exceptionally well.
Yes, exactly.
In addition to his athletic limitations, like, I think he brings more to the table from a floor perspective than Reeves does, at least just his all around game.
Newton does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. The all-around game. He's not the pedigree of player of Reeves, but his all-around sure. game may be better. I see what you're saying.
Sure.
He does, he definitely does a little bit of everything. But I feel Reeves is the same, a very similar player. Like, even though they both don't play make super well, they still kind of can do it in their own way. But it's definitely not their strong suit. So, personally, I think his ceiling is limited. I think he just needs to focus on trying to become a elite role player, 3-and-D guy. Like, 3-and-D guy definitely should be his path to success in the NBA. He may be one of these guys 5 years from now that is in like every trade for the next like 4 or 5 years. He's got some size. He's got some shooting. You know what I mean? He's one. Oh yeah, we could use that. We could turn that into something. Every year, or the
like,
coach. Yeah,
like we need like a minimum contract. Yeah. For like to get the money to match. You're like, yeah. What do you guys think about Antonio Reeves? Yeah, yeah.
He played at Kentucky. He's got pedigree. Yeah.
He's currently shooting, 41.2% from deep for us. Yeah. Like, you guys can have that off the bench for, you know.
That's exactly what 10, I think.
12 minutes a game.
That's exactly what I think. Salary match, throw in a second. Oh, yeah, he's worth a second.
Yeah. He's only making $3 million a year. Yeah, we'll add him in addition to, you know, player X, Y, and Z, plus a pick or two.
Maybe it'll be like Neil Alexander Walker and prove me wrong. I hope so. Like I said, I root for these kids, but
were you wrong on it? Were you low on Nikhil coming out?
Yeah. I mean, he was chucking shots. I mean, if you watched him play in summer league, holy crap, dude would just chuck any shot he could see. He did not care. And he didn't play any defense either. He was all right, but he didn't really play much defense either. And so he wasn't really playmaking. He wasn't really shooting well. He was just chucking shots. So yeah, I was definitely out on Alexander Walker.
At least he's got the defense.
And now like he does. Yeah.
He definitely improved as a player and as a shooter. Like he's a far more consistent shooter than he was coming out.
Absolutely. As he's constituted right now, I really like him as a player, what he brings to the table. So that's why I'm saying maybe Antonio Reeves can prove me wrong and build himself into that 3-and-D guy. Mm-hmm. Or he could just be in every single trade for the next 5 years as filler and like a second round pick.
I mean, he could be both, honestly. Like
maybe he'll be both.
Yeah, there could be I'm not wishing him to be traded because I know that could be difficult for someone, but like
right.
I want him to be a successful player, and like there's just certain players who are that are role players who are hot commodities throughout the league. Like
true.
I'm trying to think of like JJ I think McConnell? The one that comes to mind is someone who the Pelicans just traded away. It's like Larry Nance. Like Larry Nance like the guy who like every other year he would get traded because a team just loved his skill set.
Yeah. No, that's true.
What he brought to the table. Like you can be a player that brings a whole lot to the table as an NBA player and still get traded because you're not making much money and a team's like, hey, I like that guy for $4.5 million.
You know what you just reminded me of? I don't know why, but it just reminded me of all those, I don't want to call them bad players, but all those like overpaid role players that LeBron got paid, like Tristan Thompson and like Timothy Mozgov. And
oh,
like,
Mozgov was the classic. 15, like, what it was like 15-year-old Matt was like, I love that contract, and then I threw up and I was like, that's the worst contract I've ever
oh
seen.
Oh my god, dude, Timothy Mozgov,
the
yeah,
Lakers signed him. Oh my goodness, yeah,
yeah, he just disappeared into nothingness, into nothing. But anyway, I don't know why that reminded me of that, probably because Nance played for the Lakers, but it just reminded me of those guys that LeBron, because LeBron got people on the Cavs paid as well, like. Zydrunas Ilgauskas kept getting contracts. Like he was all right. He was a pretty good center, but like he shouldn't have gotten that much money.
And Ilgauskas followed him to Miami.
Ilgauskas came to Miami. Yeah. And then Miami was like, wait a minute. LeBron, were you This is the same guy that you described. I'm sure like that's how the conversation went. This is the guy you described to me to bring with you. This is the guy. Okay. Listen, we're going to start this conspiracy. That's where the relationship between Pat and LeBron went south. Is when he was wait a minute. Yeah, he was like, wait a minute. This is the guy.
Not Eric Spoelstra getting fired.
No, it was because he demanded Zydrunas Ilgauskas come with him.
Yeah, I'm only going to sign with your team in the sign and trade if Big Z can come.
And then and he signed off on it and was like, hey, I vouch for this guy. He's my guy. He's good. He's really good.
Right.
And then Pat was looking in practice one day and just, this guy?
Yeah, Pat Riley spits out his coffee in the can. Because he watches Big Z. Right. We're bagging on Big Z. I don't like
it. But I like Big Z.
It's all jokes.
It is all jokes. It's good fun. But still, it's undeniable that Tristan Thompson, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Timothy Mozgov, those guys all got paid because of LeBron. Like, and I'm not hating on their money, but like, what does it do to your team when those role players get those big chunks of money?
JR.
All right, I got a story about JR. So when I was younger, I thought he was unbelievably talented. Like I was, you know, this was his Denver Nugget days, him and Carmelo. And I thought he was unbelievably talented. And on NBA 2K, I used to literally treat JR like he was Michael Jordan because he could do everything on 2K. Dude, he could hit fadeaways on everybody, dunk on everybody. I used to just destroy people with JR and Carmelo on NBA 2K. That's my JR Smith story.
There's always that one player.
It didn't make any sense. Like, it's JR Smith. Why is he like Michael Jordan on NBA 2K?
Anyway. He's got the 2K skill set, as long as it's just offense.
Dude, he was really good at offense. His awareness... his awareness wasn't that great. I take that back. His awareness is pretty bad. There's that whole LeBron meme of like J.R. Smith messing up at the end of a shot clock, and he's like, "What are you doing?"
Well, yeah. No, it was the free throw at the end of regulation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was, I think, the 18 finals game one.
Yeah, there you go. My brain's broken, but yeah, his awareness isn't great. You know what's it's full circle. This is our pod's going long because of my old man rambling. Full circle, J.R. Smith and Ricky Davis were both LeBron teammates. That has to be like insanity. Because they're like the same player. Like they're like the same guy. Ricky Davis and freaking J.R. Smith. All right, man. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Some business for the pod. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe. This is going to go out on YouTube probably tomorrow. It'll be up anywhere podcasts are found the day of. That's every time. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Samsung Podcasts. They have a podcast app, which is weird, but they do. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow me on social media, Digital Adele. Matt, tell the people more where they can follow you and find more of your work.
At MPH underscore 824 underscore. You can find me at hothoops.com. You can find me. VendettaSportsMedia.com. You can find me at MountainWestConnection.com. Or again, I say this almost every time, I am going to make Adele talk about a couple Mountain West prospects, including Nick Clifford, who we did talk about at the beginning, at some point during the college basketball season. In addition to probably some former Mountain West players who are now at other places who are potentially in this class. But that's neither here nor there. There's no former Nevada players who are on Nevada who are on the radar. Let me just put it that way. But anyway, actually, no, that's not true. Anyway, those are three places you can find me in addition to watchplayback.tv/5RSN, where we will be doing watch playback stuff for the Miami Heat, no matter how depressed or sad or however they make us, we'll still be there every game. Watching everything unfold. Adele, do you have any timeouts? No,
I don't have any timeouts, man. I'm all out of timeouts.
Okay.
And if I had one, I would use it and tell the people to also follow your Skyforce work, because Isaiah Stevens and Keshad Johnson are in the Skyforce.
Keshad's looked really good over his first 2 games.
That he has.
Really good.
Like he could have a role with the big club type good. He could absolutely have a role with the big club. Like TB, I'd much rather not see TB have minutes and just put Keshad Johnson in.
Listen, you're going to have a lot of people who bought their Khloe wear jerseys on the Miami Heat store after watching him do whatever he did these last few games.
Khloe Ware hit a three this game.
I'm just saying, you're upsetting a lot of people who bought their Kalel Well jerseys. You saying you want Keshawn over TB and not Kalel.
Yeah, that's saying. Literally what I said. You're 100% right, and I'm sticking to it. Come at me in 5 years when I'm right. No, I'm just kidding. With that, man, I'm getting out of here. I'll see you next time.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log in to your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.